If it isn't broken, why fix it? From Kishore Chandiramani. A relative of mine, who is big time into alternative medicine, keeps telling me about new therapies such as yoga, homeopathy, crystal therapy, bark flower remedy, Reiki healing, fasting, yogic breathing, Ayurvedic medicine, liver detox, etc. I keep resisting his attempts to persuade me to try them out for myself. My argument is, if it isn't broken, why fix it? If your television or microwave is working fine, don't tamper with it. Don't open it up to see how it works. More recently, a friend of mine confronted me with a question when hearing that I did not do exercise seriously. He asked, "Kishore, what is your justification for not exercising?" I said jokingly, "It's like rearranging deck furniture on the Titanic." I know that was not a good analogy, as the ship of our life is not sinking right now, hopefully, and not for several years. And we can improve our quality of life until the ship sinks. If exercise is going to bring about some tangible improvements within the next few weeks or months, then why not? The real reasons for my lack of motivation to exercise are twofold. First of them, plain and simple laziness and a lack of willpower to put up with the distress. The second reason is that I believe that whole of our body is inside our mind, but the whole of our mind is not inside our body. If I am sorting out my mind through meditation, the body issues should get resolved. Again, that's not a satisfactory answer. Even if the whole of the body is inside the mind, one may need to work at the body level also to keep things right. And even meditation teachers themselves go for walks and do yogic stretching exercises to improve their well-being. My excuse for not exercising in the past had been that my work involved a lot of travel and walking. Going to various locations was keeping me physically active. However, that was lost during lockdown, and I would not step outside of the house for days together and snack frequently, which was also not good for the guts, as they need rest from constant oral intake to work properly. I did try to go swimming and to the gym before the lockdown, but felt tired the next day and gave up after a few attempts. I also thought to myself that some individuals are not hardwired to exercise, just as there are birds, butterflies, and elephants who are not hardwired to build their muscles and exercise the way a horse or a lion does. And I am one of those whose main task is not physical but mental. My other argument against exercise was, if I am not a sports person or an athlete, I don't have to increase the bulk of my muscles. Normal size and strength of muscles was okay. In a similar way, I don't need to increase the bulk of my heart muscles. Normal size and strength was okay. As regards to choosing food items, there are hundreds of healthy foods. I can't go on incorporating all of those in my diet. Things like pomegranate, kale, dark chocolates, kiwi fruits, carrots, fennel seeds, turmeric, banana, probiotic yogurts, brown and red rice, honey, dates, apricots, walnut, almonds, coconut, radish, ginger, kimchi, olives, artichokes, green tea, etc. I need to select a few and stick with them or keep replacing them with others after a few days or weeks of trying. Similarly, there are hundreds of healthy lifestyle behaviors, yogic breathing, body massage, tai chi, qigong, reflexology, acupuncture, acupressure, pilates, yoga postures, walking, jogging, cardiovascular, aromatherapy, pranic breathing. I would go mad if I tried all of those. More recently, my thought process has changed. A friend of mine had chest pain that fitted the description of a heart attack, but the ECG was normal. The cardiac enzymes were also normal. He saw a cardiologist who recommended a coronary artery CT scan and subsequently a coronary angiography. The scans showed that one of his main arteries was about 70% blocked. This friend was never into healthy lifestyle and did not care about eating healthy or exercising. He then asked the cardiologist, "Can I reverse this blockage now if I did yoga or control my diet?" To which the cardiologist said, "It's too late, my friend. This blockage has not developed in recent months. To give you an estimate, if you had come to me 10 years ago, we may have seen about 30% blockage. And about 5 years ago, we may have seen about 50% blockage." Which means, if my friend had started exercising and eating healthy, his blockage would not have reached this level. I remember a few years ago, my GP said to me, "The research suggests that everyone after the age of 55 should take statins as it prevents problems later." I started laughing and said to him, "If my cholesterol is not high, why should I take medication? If nature has produced cholesterol, it must be doing its work, and tempering it would be like going against nature. Perhaps taking statins in old age, even though the levels are normal, can have a positive impact on buildup of blockages in the coronary artery and other arteries." In view of the above discussion, we can see that the dictum, "If it is not broken, why fix it," does not apply to our health. If it gets broken, it may be too late, the way crockery breaks down. We can do something now, even if there are no symptoms to prevent things from breaking down. I'm reminded of the Buddha's words here: "Treat and take care of your whole body the way you treat your wounds." Even a slight negligence in taking care of it can make your suffering worse. Thank you. This audio was brought to you from the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.